Yama everyone, welcome to Understanding EMDR, an Australian podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Lynch, coming to you from Awabakal and Worimi land on just a little bit of a special little edition this week. I am in Newcastle, which is close to, fairly close to Sydney, where there's been a tragedy this week with man who used a knife to brutally kill a number of people. And I wanted to touch base with Pam Brown today from the TRN to hear what is something that we can be doing that's really accessible to help bring down the distress of people in our lives at the moment. So welcome, Pam.
Thank you, Tracy, for having me.
You're very welcome. So, Pam, how about we just start off with just a very quick explanation of what the TRN is?
Okay, it's the Trauma Recovery Network Australia, and we are EMDR therapists who have lots of training and experience in dealing with trauma. And what we do is we work towards helping the community with our skills. So moving beyond just our private practice and the things that we do, but just running programs in communities. We're particularly interested in doing post-disaster work and community disasters in rural and remote areas to actually bring trauma treatment out to the world, because most people don't really get to access it.
Yeah, and so particularly relevant for things like critical incidents or floods, fires, anywhere where there's a traumatic incident, it feels like that's where the TRN can really get involved to support both practitioners, community on the ground, and victims of these incidents.
Yes, that's true, Tracy. And look, evidence shows that if you can get in and do some of this early intervention stuff with people, which is about reducing their stress, they will recover more quickly. I mean, everybody's traumatized after what happened in Sydney. Everybody feels a heightened sense of emotion. And it normally will go away over time, but sometimes we can help that happen more quickly.
Yeah, so I think that's really an important piece, isn't it? That if we can get in and help the brain to process sooner rather than later, there's less likelihood that that will go to PTSD.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Okay, so in terms of the trauma continuum, when we're talking about these protocols that we can use that are really contained, can you give us some examples of some of those protocols that people might have heard of in the past? So
there are a number of them. There's the FLASH technique developed by Phil Manfield. There's, you should have asked me before I had messed up it. But the one that I really want to talk about today is the critical incident desensitization. So that's one that's been around for a while. It was developed by Roy Kiesling, but he's now worked with a group in the Netherlands, and they've developed an app that you can download on your iPhone or Android, iOS or Android. And it's really like the other ones. They're all about using what we know, that the bilateral stimulation that we do in EMDR actually helps people calm down their emotions. And once you calm down your emotions, you can think more clearly.
Yeah.
You can move it. Because when we're emotionally activated, we're feeling that stress and we just can't think clearly. Or, you know, our brain is saying, what's wrong? What's wrong? I'm feeling this stress. So if we can get the stress down, then people's brains go, well, I don't have to feel this way forever. And they begin to move forward. So traditionally people would say, don't do anything with people, you know, for 90 days. And now research is showing that actually you can come in and do some emotional regulation stuff, which actually helps people then move forward and engage with services and things that can help them.
And potentially make better choices, hey?
Yeah, absolutely.
When our brain almost like flips its lid when we're in that trauma response. And it sounds like protocols like this one that you're going to share with us helps that logical brain to sort of come back online, and even maybe some adaptive information potentially to start coming in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the nice thing about this is you're not digging into what's happened or how this person is feeling. You're not asking them any details. And you don't want to do that, because it's when they're starting to go inside and bring up the details that they become more agitated, they become more upset. So you're just asking them, where are you at now? You're doing the bilateral stimulation, you're calming down the body and creating some relief from this emotional distress that's been encoded with the event.
Yeah. Okay. So we can use it in the short term.
Yeah.
The name of the protocol is the CID. Just tell us again what that
stands for. Critical incident desensitization.
Okay.
And you don't have to be a therapist to use it.
Yeah, great.
And so that's the nice thing. So this isn't a therapy. This is a technique for desensitizing.
Right. So it's a regulating tool. People can use it who don't need to be trained in EMDR, because we're not opening up the trauma.
No.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So there's been a beautiful opportunity that Pam has been able to do a demonstration with someone who was involved with the incident in Bondi, and there is a short video on the TRN website. So how can people access that demonstration?
Okay, if you just go to the Trauma Recovery Network website, it's www.traumarecovery.network, and join as a member. We invite EMDR therapists to go there, and the demonstration which we just filmed, Tracy, I'll get that up on the homepage. And should be able to find it there.
Great. So people can jump onto that website. I'll put it in the show notes so you can watch the demonstration. Can you just outline the brief steps of the CID protocol for us?
Okay. I was also going to say, Tracy, we've just opened up an Instagram page. Mm-hmm. So people can go to the Instagram page as well. That might be for people that aren't therapists, that might be an easier place for them to access the demonstration.
Lovely. And I'll put the link to the Instagram page, the Trauma Recovery Network Australia Instagram page, in the show notes as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, you just ask the person to think about the incident. You don't ask them to tell you about it or go into, just think about it. Where do they feel that disturbance in their body? Not where. How strong is that disturbance on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 not at all, 10 the worst? How disturbed do they feel? You do bilateral stimulation for 5 to 10 seconds, never more than 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. And then you ask them, how disturbing is it now? And you just keep going as the disturbance goes down. Now, you may not get to a 0, that's fine, but at least if you get below a 5, you've reduced it enough that people are usually then able to engage more comfortably in conversation and talk about where they want to go next.
Yeah. And with the person that you did the demonstration with Harry, what did you notice about what was happening for Harry during that real life demonstration?
Well, what I noticed was initially it wasn't going down, and it really only took 3 or 4 times, and then suddenly it started dropping quickly. And once it started dropping, it dropped very fast. It's almost like once you break into that neural network and break up that association, then the brain's, it's not there anymore.
Yeah, amazing. What a beautiful gift that we can offer people who are feeling in overwhelm and are feeling flooded, stressed.
I think so. And I think a lot of us can think of times where we know we're agitated, we know we're upset, and we don't know how to get rid of it. It's there. It's just there. And you know exactly why. It's logical why you're distressed. Makes good sense. But you just don't know how to get rid of it. And this is a very quick way of just getting rid of that.
Great, a quick practical resource. So thank you so much, Anipan.
Thank you for having me, Tracy, because I think it's important that people have access to this information.
100%. So jump down into the show notes for more information. Check out the Trauma Recovery Network. Sign up so you can hear more about what they're doing, get some great resources, and even offer your services to help our communities. Bye for now.